Ministry discusses the question of Sharia law in the U.S. Christians in India find hope on a grim anniversary, and a water well is providing more than clean water in Ecuador. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a growing legal concern in the United States as more Muslims come to the U.S. to live. More want Sharia courts in place. Open Doors Advocacy Coordinator Lindsay Vesey explains.
Their argument essentially is that be culturally sensitive to them, these countries should allow them to govern themselves by their own Sharia law, and that it doesn't really contradict or cause any problems with the existing legal structure.
Roughly 20 states have legislative measures limiting foreign laws from conflicting with the U.S. Constitution. However, parallel systems of law won't work, as England discovered.
There are hundreds of Sharia courts there, and many of the Muslim immigrants use those courts as opposed to using the British legal system.
Simply put, Sharia law conflicts with First Amendment rights. A heart change is the most effective method of dealing with the issue.
Pray that their hearts and eyes are open to the message of the gospel. Pray for opportunities to share with Muslims in our communities.
Meanwhile, this week, Christians mark the third anniversary of the attacks in Orissa State, India. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says scars remain. Hindu nationalists say their faith is under attack. Stravers says that's not surprising.
Over the last year, persecution has probably worsened from what it was just a couple of years ago. All over the country, we feel it's a confirmation of all the reports that we hear from all over India of people coming to Christ.
There's a push for a national anti-conversion law, but it's not gaining traction. However, in some states with laws on the books, they're arresting new believers and church workers.
This kind of intimidation and harassment is intended to discourage people who are considering Christ.
Still pray. Straver says,
it's not stopping the movement at all. In fact, we see the response to Christianity accelerating. The general population is all very open to the gospel.
Meanwhile, For Haiti with Love is celebrating food today and answered prayer. President of For Haiti with Love, Eva DeHart, says after 6 months of being held in customs, the government's finally freed a container of food packs donated by Feed My Starving Children. DeHart says they now have the food they need to resume their food program where the gospel's shared. They still have one container tied up in customs since February and one at sea. Funding is needed to pay docking fees. Meanwhile, community transformation is a key component of E3 Partners' work. A part of that transformation is planting vibrant churches, something they've been doing for 25 years. Todd Zilkowski outlines what community transformation means to E3.
Our desire that each of those churches that is planted is truly transformational in its community, from a spiritual as well as a health and material ability to function in their communities.
The question is, why would communities need transformation? Zilkowski says,
in many parts of the world, it's difficult for people to hear the gospel if they're so hungry that they may die of starvation. So it's a program that desires to meet physical needs in a non-dependency creating way that allows for people to realize that those needs are being met by the love of Jesus Christ through a local church.
And more than 86 families in the highlands of Ecuador have clean water. Residents of Castung Tungurahila don't have to haul water in bulky containers up steep mountainsides. The project was a joint effort of local believers and HCJB Global Hands Clean Water Projects team. Almost 90% of all infectious disease is water transmitted. This will prevent disease and provide eternal life as the local church is coordinating the water project. Local leaders say many will come to Christ as a result. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip Contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been before, you qualify. Just go to our website. That's where you can do it the easiest, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.